I'm just going to do this.
James Patrice, you will save me for a second. I'm actually going to blame Carl Mullen fully for the fact that I don't have my Dancing with the Stars bed ready to go.
What if we just sing it?
What if we... Hang on.
Hey! Oh, shake your bed.
Sponsored by Hyundai. Fantastic. Okay, this year's Dancing with Stars, it is off to a flying start. James, there is some serious dancing going on in the early stages. Yeah. You obviously have been keeping us up to date on Instagram Live on all of the backstage gossip that is happening. I love the lives afterwards. I love how chaotic they are.
Laura, you bore witness to them last year. They are quite chaotic indeed. last night, honestly, for a second week.
Phenomenal.
What was going on? Okay, obviously Danny O'Carroll.
Sorry.
The first nine from Brian ever in a week two.
That's worrying.
It's absolutely shocking. But I mean, and then when you look at it, you know, I suppose when you're there, you know, in the studio all the time, you know, you kind of think to yourself, maybe week four, week five, all these amazing lifts are happening. And you say, ah, sure, obviously you almost become immune to them, you know.
Yeah.
For a week two, it was just so cool for Charleston. And I mean, Salome, as we know, I think could she is a human JCB.
She
could lift literally this whole studio on one leg. Not
she
a bother
is the
runner.
Strongest person I have ever met my whole entire life. Like she can flip herself like back ways, over ways, doesn't really matter what ways.
Not a bother.
And it's so impressive.
After the routine, you know, obviously, Danny, probably a bit wrecked. Salome, I'm not a bother. Yeah.
She's like, she
do it in her sleep.
Did a great job. Here we go.
So, but as well as them, I mean, so many amazing moments. Joanna Donnelly's dance for her mum.
Gorgeous.
Was beautiful.
Such a gorgeous song.
So lovely. Garode opened the show with Stephen. Garode is, I think, a bit of a dark horse.
Yeah.
Spinning around that floor in the blazer, not a bother in him.
Like, no problem.
Really strong.
Two things. Jack Woolley.
Oh my goodness.
Like, sorry, Cha-Cha-Cha.
Oh yeah. He's a pop star.
He is a pop star.
He's an actual pop star.
He could have been Troye Sivan.
Yes!
I would have genuinely not saw any difference in him.
When that camera opened and it was himself and Alex, and he was just... He was serving something that we can't say at this hour of the morning.
I actually don't think we can get away with that any hour of the day.
Actually, what am I saying? In general.
Or read between the lines.
He 4 + 4 = 8. You know what? He ate every bar of it.
And I love their relationship as well between him and Alex. It's like stunning.
It's so much fun. I mean, Laura, you're probably the same. I think when the person is enjoying it, we're enjoying it. So like when people watch you and you were buzzing doing a routine,
so
we love it then because we're like, oh, they're living their best life. So we in turn then. So I think that's something that I think all the stars should remember going forward. Even if it's not your best week, have a laugh.
But
enjoy
this is that is it in a nutshell. And I always think, this is the one and only time that you're going to get to do this. Whether next week is your last week or you make it all the way to the final, it has an end date for you.
I know.
The pro dancers, it doesn't. The judges, it doesn't. The presenters, it doesn't. They get to come back and they do it every single year. You have to soak up every single second of this because when it's gone forever.
It is. I mean, I not to sound like almost sad about it, but it is a bubble that does burst.
Yeah, but also we're only in week two, so we don't need to burst the bubble just yet. We're good,
That bubble is pumped.
Speaking of a pumped bubble, let's talk about Karen. Karen was in with us last week. Obviously, she did what she normally does and she downplayed how much of an asset she is to the judging panel. It is fantastic to see her. And I think for the show, for the progress of looking at someone who has been on the show since day dot, who has won it twice and has now made it onto the judging panel, it just seems like such a perfect progression.
You hit the nail on the head, Laura. I think it is amazing. It always reminds me of in the UK when Alicia Dixon became a judge.
Yes.
And she wasn't even a pro dancer. She was a celebrity that had won the show. So Karen has not only won the show twice, but is also a phenomenal pro dancer and is bringing that energy, bringing that knowledge, but also bringing a lot of heart to it as well because she's been there. She knows exactly how it feels. She knows what it takes to win. And also, can we say, she's only had two looks so far. Both have been fabulous.
Sorry, last night's look.
I mean, oh I can see you in that, Laura.
Oh my God. Well, actually,
the
you
bow,
know what?
Everything.
The bow. Well, it's because I riddled a bow because my hair was so greasy last year. I used to always shove a bow on the top of my head and everyone goes,
out, whack a bow on.
Yeah, you look nice and cute. But she, I'm dying for like her styling, obviously, but it's her personality.
Oh, that's
and
amazing.
That's what people have always fallen in love with. And I understand as well, like Lorraine Barry, the queen of the ballroom dance floor. Like you have got Brian, who just knows his technicalities inside out. You have Arthur, who has travelled the world with different pop groups and they all know they're dancing, but you don't have someone as fresh as Karen, who has just come off the dance floor onto
literally,
the dancing panel.
Like she is literally just finished polishing off her glitter ball from last year. And as well, what I found last night, especially as the show was going on, with Karen in particular, and sometimes with Brian as well, their faces can't hide it.
No.
I remember at one point, was it after Kevin maybe? Brian was slumped forward in the seat, but then he called him iconic. So, and Kevin was iconic. Those hip thrusts.
God, I'm Laura, so obsessed with
them. 6:30 on a Sunday evening? Is that allowed?
Kevin Dundon is exactly what Dancing with the Stars is.
Yes.
He is. He's like, I am here for a good time. Let me live it. But that's what will carry you the whole way through.
Completely.
Is when you
and
just enjoy it.
It. And if in doubt, stand in front of the four judges, aim your hips at them, and gyrate. I suppose in life, really, that's a good motto, isn't it?
That is a great motto.
Gyrate everything. Yes. Within reason.
You've just done the promo for us there. Thank you very much. It wrote itself.
Most welcome.
I mentioned Jack Woolley there a couple of minutes ago, but there is a battle of the Olympians going on. We have got Jack versus Reese.
I know.
Like, talk about Bendy MacBenderson. Like,
I mean,
there's no stopping them.
That was, and do you know what, who I was? So Jack was incredible, obviously. Laura, I was so happy for. Laura Nolan. Because I said, Laura, I don't remember you doing a tango, really. And she goes, she did one with Kevin McCarron before.
Yeah.
But this was the first time that I'd seen her do a tango where she was literally whipping around that floor. It was really old school. It was really strictly ballroom, that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And she just ate it. And then Reese is phenomenal. Reese last night, for me, weirdly, looked like a silent movie star from the 20s or something. Really elegant, really handsome, but also nailing the dance as well.
Nailing it. Like, love watching a tango as well. And we mentioned Joanna there a couple of moments ago. Did you get to chat to her after the show? How was she?
Do you know what? She was so relieved, but not in a kind of a, oh, I got that done. She was relieved in a, wow.
Yeah.
I did that. It was an honour of my mum. And she also did it really well.
She did really well.
I think it was the best that she had danced it. Because you know sometimes, Laura, you can do a great routine. You might do an amazing routine on the Saturday in dress run. You might do an even better one on the Sunday dress run. And then the live show, it's like doing the mocks before the leave.
This is what I always said about it.
You know, and like, you might get the best results and the live show.
You have to mess up in the rehearsals numerous times. Because I think the only way that you'll get it right on the night is if you do everything wrong beforehand so you know how to recover.
It's so true that if you're too perfect, fall over.
Yeah, just
anything.
Twist your ankle, but don't hurt yourself.
not the full whack. And just enough that you'll dance, or maybe, you know, break a nail.
Yeah.
Or something. Have an eyelash fly off. Just a bit of drama and a bit of misery in the dress room so you'll sail through.
And then
the
you
main
have no problem whatsoever. But
exactly.
The adrenaline just take over for everybody. Now, obviously, I mean, I haven't shut up about the fact that I've done the show. I mean, I think
Laura,
I should be on a billboard.
Were you?
Trying to dance with
the stars? You may have never
Do you remember seeing my?
I may have. I'll never forget your show dance look.
Oh, thank you.
Laura, it was amazing.
Do you remember how I nearly tried to leave? So my show dance, I had this jumpsuit. I had this jumpsuit on. It was all rhinestones all over it. And then they sewed some tassels onto it so there was loads of movement and my hair was straight up in the
half-eye
pony. It
was 14 facelifts in one go. Not that you even need, Laura, but it was up there.
And Darren had said, the creative director, and when the show ended, he was like, get that back into costume. And I was like, what are you, I am going back into costume. He's like, if you go into town in that, like, it's never coming back.
But
and I was like, that was my plan.
I could see you wearing that to an event.
I could see
not
that me wearing that to work.
Or your upcoming wedding.
My upcoming wedding.
that night.
Of my wedding for my day two.
For the reception or for day two.
Darren's listening, can I have a bar of it? But that's not where I'm going with this. Thank you for feeding my ego for a second. You have done the show for 8 years. You've done all the socials of the show. You've done everything on RT1 and Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
And, you know, you are the face of it. Would you ever transition from socials onto the dance floor for us?
I would love to. I would. And I think there was maybe 2 or 3 years ago, it was a little mild discussion about it, perhaps. But I think I'm too ingrained in the show, Laura. And I think people might think, just he's a bit of an upper hand.
I don't think
advantage.
So.
Do you know what I mean? For having done it so long. Mm. You kind of said it earlier on as well. The beauty for me is I get to go back every year.
Yeah.
So I would be fuming to do it and then be like, oh, that was great and all. But now I can't do it again.
And also,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I get that. You could never do the show and then come back onto it in production role again.
You couldn't really. Yeah. No, so I think I will remain side of stage tapping the toes.
Tapping
the toes, tapping the bits, and also not having the pressure. Because, I mean, if you see, in fairness, look, the environment that's created on the set is so lovely that no one is ever really totally under pressure because everyone's enjoying it so much, but there's some nerves
there. Well, naturally,
especially as from next week on with that dreaded
words. Let's talk about next week because we've got eliminations next week.
Oh my gosh,
it's tough going.
It is, because the first, and I will say, I do love how it's 3 full weeks before you're eliminated, because it means everyone gets a chance to showcase whether it's Latin, ballroom, what they're good at, what they mightn't be as strong with. But next week, that's it.
Yeah, done and dusted for somebody.
And
then it really lights a fire up your arse because there's no pulling you back.
You are Johnny Cash, ring a fire in the arse, because you're going here. There's no going back from this. And I suppose, well, you know, some people might say, they were the first, they only lasted 3 weeks. No, they've lasted 2 months.
Yeah.
It's a whole journey. You start with end of November. Do you know what I mean? So it's never just the 3 weeks. And that's what you have to remind the person that does unfortunately have to go first. Don't be fuming. Don't be upset, because you've done incredibly
hard work.
Incredibly well.
Okay, we're obviously going to have to talk eliminations next week. We are going to have the eliminated couple on the show, which is devastating. So this is the last kind of fun side that we get into it.
Fun, dancing, yes.
So talk to me about the games that you're playing with Brian and Arthur backstage.
Yes, so we did. You know that game is on TikTok at the moment where you have to march in a box with a blindfold?
Yes.
And in your mind, you're staying in that perfect periphery, but in actual fact, you're in the next room. So we did it yesterday with Brian Redmond and Arthur. Brian didn't do too bad. He stayed fairly good. Arthur was basically back down in Arbor Studios.
That's because Arthur is too
And he was like, I'm in the right place. And then because it was a direction game, I said, while they're doing it, I'll give them some directional questions. So I said, Arthur, spell Lorraine Barry backwards. That'll be right gone. That was the end of it. There was no hope whatsoever. And then Brian had to do, he spelled, Brian was good enough. Brian is secretly very competitive, I think.
Sorry, there's nothing secret about Brian Redmond being very competitive.
He's just
incredibly competitive. No. I've had competitions with that man to eat our dinner quicker. Like,
who won?
Obviously me.
Of course.
Well, I can say that.
I
can say that because he's not here to defend himself.
Exactly. And then he'll say it was him. Yeah. And we will never find out the truth. Fabulous.
James Patrice, you are an absolute delight, as always.
Laura, thanks for having me.
Oh, no, thank you so
much. When are you coming out?
I want to come out for work this week.
Fabulous.
Yeah, I want, if I can. And actually, because I get so many DMs about people looking for tickets, you can go to the Dancing with the Stars Instagram page and you can apply for audience tickets there.
When I say, you know yourself, Laura, when I say it is gold, just.
I know, but you just never know. You could be that lucky person.
And also keep an eye on social. Yes. Over the next few weeks, we'll be doing a few little competitions.
Fantastic. We'd love to see it. And if people want to catch up with you, they can check out your Instagram page at James Patrice.
Yes.
And you will see you every single Sunday on RTÉ1, James. Oh, like, I know how early it is to come in the Monday morning, but we appreciate it so much.
Laura, thanks so much.
Catch you soon.
The Laura Fox Show.
On 2FM, sponsored by Maxol. Download our new app and get even more out of your next visit.